Last week, John Pfeiffer retired from his position as chief patrol agent for the U.S. Border Patrol in the Swanton sector. That's the section of Border Patrol that oversees the stretch of the U.S.-Canada border in Vermont, New Hampshire, and part of northern New York. Pfeiffer took charge of the Swanton sector in 2010, part of a 31-year career with Border Patrol. And Agent Pfeiffer joins me now. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So you served in different parts of the country in your career with Border Patrol, but many of those years you were in and around this area in Vermont. How did the work of Border Patrol, specifically in the Swanton sector in this area, change over the course of your career?
As you're well aware, the northern border with Canada is much different than the southwest border with Mexico. And so resources on the northern border are a lot less than they are on the southwest border. For example, today there's approximately 21,000 agents in the U.S. Border Patrol. Only 2,000 are up here on the northern border with Canada.
Did you see a change in those 31 years of how many agents were here or what you were seeing when in your actual duties of enforcement?
Yeah, so after the attacks of 9/11, the number of agents on the northern border tripled. And there's also been an influx of technology, and that would be sensors, cameras. We have a great partnership with our Canadian counterparts, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. And so we're constantly talking back and forth with them.
Well, in the last fiscal year, which ended in the fall of 2017, the Swanton sector reported a 54% increase in the number of apprehensions compared to the previous fiscal year. A spokesperson for the agency a few months ago said that was due to a, quote, more proactive enforcement posture in that year, which was, of course, the year that President Trump took office. Did you direct your agents to become more proactive under the new administration?
So we received guidance from our headquarters components in Washington, D.C. after the issuance of the presidential executive orders. And in those executive orders, the Border Patrol and CBP was directed to heighten enforcement efforts through other means that had been in previous administrations limited. Say, for example, transportation check, where agents would go to transportation hubs and try and determine immigration status of everybody that they encounter on either a bus, a train, or other transportation mode. And also traffic checkpoints. Those had been kind of put aside for reasons that other administrations wanted. And now the President Trump, through his executive orders, reinstituted those type of operations, which have resulted in more apprehensions.
Well, speaking of those checks and those checkpoints, several were set up in New Hampshire in the past year. Last year, the American Civil Liberties Union argued that those checkpoints violated New Hampshire's constitution. I'm curious what you say to those who say that checkpoints like that, tactics like that, violate constitutional privacy protections.
Well, the authority to conduct a traffic checkpoint by the U.S. Border Patrol is statutory law. Those checkpoints can be operated within 100 air miles of the international border. You know, I understand people are all about privacy and those concerns, but these checkpoints are about border security and defense in depth. There's a lot of things that come across the border that we don't detect. And when we set up a checkpoint, you know, within 100 air miles south on these interstates, we locate and arrest and seize a lot of things that crossed without being detected at the actual borders. And that's the most important thing about these checkpoints is that when, say, for example, we get a smuggling case 70 miles south of the border that came across illegally, we can get intelligence about where those folks crossed and backtrack it and see if maybe that's somewhere we need to deploy technology or increase patrols.
The ACLU has also raised concerns about a possible racial profiling. Part of the duty of Border Patrol officers is, of course, to enforce immigration laws. So how do you do that without profiling someone by race or ethnicity, specifically in a checkpoint situation or a transportation check?
So, for example, on a transportation check, a bus check, agents would board the bus, identify themselves, and then they would ask every single individual on the bus about their citizenship. So there's no racial profiling of only asking people that don't appear to be white Caucasians. We arrest people from 114 different nationalities last year. And so the majority of those people are white Caucasian, not anything other that would be, as the ACLU says, racial profiling. That's why we talk to everybody.
I want to ask about one specific incident in your career. In 1997, you were involved in a pretty horrific event in Colebrook, New Hampshire. You were shot by a man named Carl Draga during a manhunt after he had killed four people. After you recovered from that and you were back at work, did your approach to law enforcement or the job that you were doing change at all?
It just gives you a more heightened awareness about, you know, I hear people say nothing ever happens to me or, you know, nothing like that happens around here. But it does. And there's shootings all the time. Police officers are killed. And that's the world we live in today. And I think that I had a greater appreciation for what we do every day and assisting, you know, multiple law enforcement agencies because there's always calls for assistance.
John Pfeiffer is the retired chief patrol agent of the Swanton sector of the U.S. Border Patrol. Mr. Pfeiffer, thanks for speaking with me.
Well, thank you so much for having me.